You know, it's almost impossible to see some of the earliest movies by African-American filmmakers. Many are lost or destroyed. Those that survived are often held by private collectors or stored away in old film archives. Now, some of those movies are being restored. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong has been tracking them down.
If you're trying to find a rare film, a good place to start is in this underground vault in Culpeper, Virginia, near the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains. This is where the Library of Congress stores more than 100,000 reels of film shot before 1951. Casablanca, Citizen Kane, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, they're all behind these locked doors. So are a few movies from a genre called race films. They were made by black filmmakers with mostly black casts for black audiences after World War I and through the 1940s. Many tried to uplift the image of African Americans and contradict the racist stereotypes in D.W. Griffith's The Birth of a Nation. That film is also stored in this vault, just a few slots over from a 1939 race film that George Willeman, the vault's manager, pulls from the shelf.
This is a reel of Birthright, Oscar Michaud film.
Birthright is about a young black man who graduates from Harvard and goes home to the South to build a school for African-American children. When he tries to buy some land, he gets cheated by a white man in a fictional town called Hooker's Bend.
But that can't be legal.
Legal? Legal hell. Anything a white man wants to put over on a Negro in Hooker's Bend is legal.
The first scenes of the movie have been lost for years. Archivists say that's lucky, because many other race films now only exist as fragments of decomposing film strips. That's why Kino Lorber, an independent film distributor, started a project called Pioneers of African American Cinema to restore more than a dozen race films. Jacqueline Stewart, a film professor at the University of Chicago, is helping to curate them.
This race film material presents an extremely important chapter in the long history of African American participation behind the camera.
There were more than 30 race film companies by the 1920s. One of the most prolific filmmakers that emerged, Oscar Michaud, was the son of former slaves. He wrote, directed, and distributed almost 40 movies in three decades. This was indie filmmaking at its earliest stages, outside of Hollywood and with very low budgets.
Audiences chuckled at the time. They would giggle because the acting was so bad. The editing seemed so rough. You know, the quality of the film stock doesn't seem to be all that clear, crisp.
Still, Stewart says they put issues relevant to the black community on screen.
The politics of skin color within the black community, gender differences, class differences, regional differences, especially during this period of the Great Migration.
One of Stewart's favorites in the collection is a 1941 film that was rediscovered in a Texas warehouse in the 1980s, The Blood of Jesus. A rifle falls to the floor, goes off by accident, and kills a young black woman in the South. Her spirit wavers between following an angel to heaven or an agent for Satan to hell, which looks like a jazz club in the city.
Oh, God, have mercy on my soul.
Stewart says the film's writer-director, Spencer Williams, touched on a debate within the black community about city versus country living.
We get this kind of allegory of black urban migration and the dangers that urban life presents and the need to hold on to a certain kind of spiritual center.
New scores have been commissioned for the silent movies, like Oscar Michaud's Within Our Gates from 1919. This latest restoration is more faithful to Michaud's original vision, according to Charles Musser. He's a co-curator for the collection and teaches film at Yale University. And he says one of the shots in a lynching scene was originally upside down. But when previous film restorers worked on the film,
they turned it right side up because they thought it was a, quote, mistake. But Oscar Michaud's mistakes are never mistakes. This is a moment when, in fact, the world is turned upside down. He shows that by turning the shot upside down. See, that's like brilliant filmmaking.
Filmmaking that Paul Miller, the collection's executive producer, says should not stay sitting in film archives.
It's a shame that it's taken almost 100 years to get these films back out. They should be well known, and they should be part of the basic premise of early American cinema. Period.
Some of these films are returning to the big screen at New York City's Film Forum this Sunday and Monday. The entire Pioneers of African American Cinema collection will be available for streaming online and as a 5-disc set in July. Hansi Luong, NPR News.